Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. An investigation continues into a multi-vehicle accident in Hinton Saturday involving a stolen vehicle. It resulted in one fatality and five persons injured. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office said the accident occurred at the stoplight intersection of U.S. Highway 75 and C-60 around 1:30 p.m. A northbound vehicle sped north through Hinton and sideswiped an SUV stopped at the stoplight. The vehicle then struck a car stopped at the red light and struck two more vehicles before coming to rest in the intersection. The driver of the suspect vehicle was taken to Mercy One and was pronounced dead. A passenger in the third vehicle that was struck was taken to Orange City Healthcare with minor injuries. There were four children in that vehicle. They were treated at the scene. The vehicle that struck the other four was reported stolen from Sioux City earlier in the day. The identity of the deceased male driver is yet to be identified by authorities. They are working with the state medical examiner to determine identity. The Lamars Community School District Board of Directors holds their September meeting tonight. Their agenda includes a review of the 2022-23 Annual Progress Report, information on a professional development framework which meets state requirements is also listed. Action items include a protocol for making up school days lost to winter weather, and the board will go into closed session to discuss an emergency operations plan. The Hinton Community School District is circulating a petition which requests a general obligation bond and building project to be included on the November school ballot. The question on the petition is to direct the Hinton School Board to consider a bond issue of up to $16.1 million for additions to the Hinton Elementary, Middle School, and High Schools. Elementary expansion would include additional classrooms. Middle school and high school improvements would include a main office, a secure entry, a greenhouse, and a gymnasium. There would also be window replacements and site improvements. The Lamar Street Department will close 24th Street later today in order to make a sewer line connection from a new warehouse on the north side of the street. This location is just west of the railroad spur on 24th. The work will take 10 days to complete. There are three micro-surfacing projects which will take place in Plymouth County this week. County Engineer Tom Roy says the projects include C-12, 4 miles north and 4 miles south of Remsen, and 3 miles of C-38 east of U.S. 75. Micro-surfacing is a sealing process where a thin coat of asphalt is laid on the roadway. It's a durable material which extends the life of the roadway and costs less than the typical asphalt surface. A Minnesota firm has bid $628,000 for the work. The micro-surfacing should be done this week. Iowa health officials are working to raise awareness about free, confidential, round-the-clock help for suicide prevention. It's available through the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Julie Moss, Iowa's 988 Project Director, says they're focusing not just on the state's larger cities, but also remote areas. Iowa's a very rural state, and Moss says farmers are one of our most vulnerable populations for mental health struggles. She says rural suicide deaths are 2 times higher than in Iowa's metro areas. The Lifeline was launched in July of last year. It has had contacts with more than 40,000 people across the state, most of them through telephone calls, but some via text or chat. And Iowans are being reminded that a recent critical security patch for Windows computers and cell phones is a good reminder to keep those software updates automatic. Information security expert Mike Messino says that it's the easiest way to ensure your computer or phone is secure, noting your machine is only as good as the last update. Without them, Messino says, you're leaving yourself open to security problems. Messino says the patch fixes a security bug that came as a surprise to Microsoft, so you'd be wise to run an update. He says patches help to keep hackers from getting into your computer and stealing files and your identity. It's best to set your system to automatically install updates, he says, and when your phone or computer says a restart is required to fix something, you should do it right away to ward off attacks. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.